Alright guys, welcome to Two Threats Radio. It's Wednesday, October, whatever it is, 17th, wow. October 17th, more than halfway through the month, unbelievable. Less than a month and a half left of this year, I don't know where the time goes. Well, so far I like the fall. It's pretty warm here today, nice and sunny, hopefully this will keep up. I hope we got a repeat of last winter. Despite the fact that the weather's haywire everywhere else on the planet, it's actually been pretty good here in New England. Only two mild snowstorms last year. Can't even call them storms, really. Just a light dusting of snow twice. That was it, the whole winter. Unbelievable. Hope we get a repeat of that this year. Anyway, I wasn't sure if I was going to be on today because I had an appointment. Wasn't sure if I'd be back in time, so I didn't schedule a guest. But I've got an interesting topic today. I'm going to be talking about our lost rights, going through a list of, it's amazing when you have such a list in front of you and you start going through it and you realize, holy mackerel, there isn't anything they have not left untouched. And, you know, after we go through this list, you're going to be scratching your head and wondering, well, what rights do we actually have left? Very good question. Do we have any left? Are there any that have not been trampled yet? You don't have the right to do anything anymore, folks. They've been legislated away. While we slept, while we slumbered, they were busy passing legislation after legislation that have completely decimated the Constitution. And I'm not talking post 9/11 necessarily either. That's obvious. This has been going on for a long time, going back way before 9/11. So we're going to take kind of a grand tour of what's been happening with our rights. Pretty interesting, not to mention pretty disgusting. But anyway, before we launch into that, that'll come up after the break. Let me go over some reminders here, some quick announcements. By the way, this came out, when was this? Yesterday, I think, or the day before? There was a letter sent by NIST. That's the national... Actually, no, this came out on September 27th, I guess. I just became aware of it a couple of days ago, but... This was a letter sent in response to Stephen Jones and his colleagues who sent a request to NIST. They wanted a response, but I guess it was more of a letter of complaint, you know, picking out problems with their building performance report about the Twin Towers. Anyway, one of the many things that they asked to be addressed was Building 7. And in this recently released report, or letter in response, several pages long. And by the way, you can go read this. It's a PDF document. Go to 911proof.com/NIST, NIST.pdf. Pretty simple address. Once again, if you want to read this, it's 911proof.com/NIST.pdf, and you can read this, I don't know, whatever, 6-7 page letter. But what's so interesting about this is they actually admit that they really don't know at all what caused Building 7 to come down. And that is why they have been postponing their report on Building 7. In fact, you can bet it will never happen. They'll never release it. They'll never even produce it. They're going to drop the whole thing. They said early this year it was going to come out. Of course, it never happened. Then they said it would come out in the summer. That never happened. Then they said, later this year. Well, you know, here we are, a month and a half left, less than a month and a half. There's no sign of it coming out. Then they're not going to do it. Here they are admitting they really don't know what caused Building 7. Well, we know, don't we? Yeah, I bet they know, too. They're afraid to try to make up some phony story. They did such a bad job with the main towers. Even worse with this. They're not even going to bother, obviously. All right, guys, stick with us. Right back.
Hi. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Fine. And as far as I'm concerned, that's all you're going to get on here, if I get anything to say about it, on my show. I might not always agree with my guests, but, you know, when I present something, I do everything I can to make sure it is the truth. And if you don't think so, by all means, call me up. Set me straight, if you can. It's 800-313-9443. Anytime during the broadcast you want to call in. Let me go over a quick few announcements here, guys, and then I'll launch into our topic for today, lost rights. Plenty of lost rights. In fact, we've lost far more rights than what we have left, if we even have any left. We really don't, if you think about it. You know, what rights do we have left, really, that have not been trampled, that have not had legislation passed that trashes those rights so that, you know, at any given time, whatever they want to, for whatever reason, they can come in and grab you for doing anything, saying anything. I mean, you literally, you don't, you know, with all the hate crime legislation that's been ramrodded through Congress, you don't have any more rights. Anyway, let me go over a few quick announcements here. Once again, guys, Aaron Russo's DVD, Freedom to Fascism, available for $19.95 plus $4.95 shipping and handling. You can get that by going to the website, ordering through PayPal, republicbroadcasting.org, or by sending a check or money order to the RBN office at 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664, or by calling 800-724-2719. The new website for the Republic Trading Group is republictradinggroup.net, and the toll-free number for that is 800-691-7898. Anybody wants to read any of my books, Piercing the Fog of 9/11, for example, The New World Disorder, just go to lulu.com, L-U-L-U.com. Just type in my name, Charles Giuliani, G-I-U-L-I-A-N-I. You can see all the titles that I have available. More to come in the coming weeks, months. Anybody wants to get in contact with me? I've been getting some real good feedback lately, good ideas, information, whatnot. You can just send that to truthhurtsradio@aol.com. And Hertz, again, is spelled H-E-R-T-Z. And if need be, I'll, you know, get back to you within a day or two, usually. All right, guys, with that said and done, let's launch into our discussion topic for today, lost rights. There's no question about it, guys. In spite of the fact that there's still so many Americans who are living in a fantasy world and still thinking that we live in the land of the free and home of the brave instead of the land of the fee and home of the slave, the truth is our rights are going out the window. Our rights and freedoms are under constant and relentless attack, especially under this administration. But that attack is not unique to this administration. It's been going on for a long time. Although this is a problem occurring in countries all over the world, of course, we'll, of course, be just focusing on what's happening in this country, but it is, in fact, a global problem. Most world leaders today who are part of this globalist fraud conspiracy for world domination are all in it together. They're all exploiting the terror threat, especially now, taking away rights in countries all over the planet. You know, you got Howard, who has passed even more stringent legislation than our Patriot Act and other similar laws that have been passed since 9/11. You got the British government doing the same thing. Tony Blair, of course, was big on this. Brown is picking up where he left off. Up in Canada, they've got their rights being trashed away. You've got New Zealand, for crying out loud, getting in on the action. New Zealand! And they're using the terror threat now to do it. It's unbelievable. They weren't attacked. They've never been threatened to be attacked. There's no reason for them to be attacked, even if there was such a thing as Al-Qaeda. And yet here they are passing all these anti-terror laws that totally rape the New Zealand people, their rights and freedoms. It's unbelievable. Anyway, wow, setting a new record today. It's not even quarter past yet, and I've already got a caller. Bob in D.C. Welcome to the show, Bob. You there?
Hello, Charlie. Uh-oh.
Yeah, hey, welcome.
Hey, how you doing today?
Not bad, how you doing?
Okay. One thing, you mentioned World Trade Center 7 and that they're more or less giving up on it. And
Well, it appears so. I mean, they keep postponing the date, and
right.
You know, now they're admitting they really don't know what happened with it.
Well,
so it looks like they're going to wimp out.
We all know what happened with it, but
oh, sure.
And the guy even admitted it. The big problem, Charlie, is that not only are they giving up on it, but RBN is giving up on it. John Stadtmiller is giving up on it, and so is American Free Press giving up on it. That's the big problem.
And how do you think
I talked to John Stadtmiller last night, and he just said no more 9/11 for him. And, you know, he's throwing out the baby with the bathwater. I don't care about World Trade Center 1 or 2 or the Pentagon or the fields of Pennsylvania or the weird airport happenings in Cleveland. All that stuff is vague and nebulous. But World Trade Center 7, if you throw that one out, which he has done, and which AFP, American Free Press, has also, in effect, done by never mentioning it. I mean, who's the tool of the government?
Well, I can't speak for them, but I know that this is... Well, you know, I wouldn't say the other issues are vague either. The whole thing is vague. The whole thing is a fraud.
There's and you nothing, can just put it, yes, Charlie...
But I think... But it is the major one, though, for a lot of people. It's the major eye-opener.
Well, Charlie, the thing is that there's nothing nebulous or vague at all about
right.
World Trade Center 7. That's why it's the one that they obfuscate the most. That's why
sure.
It's the one... I mean, they deployed a guy to RBN by the name of D.L. Abrahamson specifically, and I caught him on this, specifically to direct into other aspects of 9/11 and away from World Trade Center 7. And fortunately, John got rid of that guy, but I don't think it was for the correct reasons, but he did get rid of him. But the problem now is that, you know, they've given us a weak flank. In fact, the weakest flank I think they'll ever give up. And, you know, people in the media, in the right-wing media, just aren't taking the bull by the horn or the horse by the reins. And it's a sad thing.
Yeah, there's no question. This it's the broken snap on their pants.
it's you know what? It's like I put it before, Charlie. I think when Maria Heller and you were talking about it a few months back, it's the weakest flank of the enemy. And you know, if we can't take on the enemy's weakest flank, and if we can't be redundant and relentless and hard nosed about it, and just not give an inch, then you know, I mean, you better batten down the hatches because a lot of hell on earth is on its way. And that's all. You know, it's kind of frustrating for me because I know how to win battles, and these people they don't seem to want to win. Or like I told John Stattmiller last night, it seems like folks either don't know or don't want to win, or they simply don't know how to win battles. Or maybe it's just the fear of taking the first step and going after it.
If there's anybody listening in that thinks they can defend the collapse of Building 7, by all means, call in. I'd love to, you know.
Well, what we need is an action plan that's always discussed. I mean, you don't have to talk, like I told John last night, I said, you don't have to talk about it every minute of the day, but, I mean, I think we should talk about it 1 minute a day, and it's just not mentioned. And AFP is really bad on it. And
I'm surprised AFP. I didn't know that about AFP.
I used to get the online. I just gave up even the online version because I would do the nice thing about a PDF file is you can do searches real easily. And I used to search for it on World Trade Center 7. And, you know, outside of the lead up to last year's AFP conference over Labor Day, outside of the lead up to that, they just don't talk about it. It's the same thing that John said yesterday and last week, I guess, too. It's like it's something we can't do anything about, quote unquote, so let's go on to other things. And like I say is, yeah, for most of it, yes, but you're throwing the baby out with the bathwater, and the baby is World Trade Center 7. There is no defense. The guy said he did it. And we're just letting him off the hook. That's all there is to it.
You're talking about Larry Silverstein?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. And, well, I mean, we got other admissions, too. I mean, the fire department and other rescue workers were clearing people out of there. The building's going to blow up, they said.
You always know in New York that you're going to have a crooked fire department chief because, the grunts aren't crooked, but the chiefs sure are. And, you talk about Williamsburg and places like that, like they said, one of the guys on Mike Piper's show said that Larry Silverstein was the god of Jewish lightning, and it's true. But
oh, he's well connected, no question about that.
But we're letting him off the hook by not relentlessly pursuing it. Not all the time, but just you get new listeners all the time, and I'll bet a lot of these new listeners don't even realize how open and shut a case World Trade Center 7 is. And
let's look at it. I maybe we should sympathize the poor boys at NIST. They must be biting their nails to the bone because what kind of case could they build here? This is a building that didn't come down until way later in the afternoon, and if the fires in there had been raging and spread throughout the entire structure, maybe they might possibly, I mean, that wouldn't even do it, but, they could hang a hook on that, at least superficially, it would look convincing. But the truth is, as the day waged on, the fires died out, the few that were actually in there.
Exactly, Charlie.
So they can't use fire, they can't use a plane impact, there was none, and they tried, but they can't use the damage that was done on the WTC facing side because it was minimal. It began at the 18th floor level, and the crumbling began at the base. And there's nothing known to man that can do that except a controlled demolition.
And it's obvious to all but a fool or a criminal insider that it was a controlled demolition.
Well, and the fact that the 9/11 Commission fraud report didn't even mention it at all should tell you something.
Well, Charlie,
did you want to hold on to the next breaker?
Sure.
Sure, if you want. Okay, stick with us. Be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Hey guys, welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. Your host, Charlie Giuliani. We still have Bob on the line from D.C. Bob, yeah, did you have any more comments or questions?
Well, no, I'm just kind of saddened by the fact that not only is the government giving up on World Trade Center 7, but RBN and AFP are. And, you know, we supposedly no one's afraid of the truth there, but maybe it's, you know, some people have to have some relentless determination occasionally. Like I said, you don't spend every minute of the day on it, but I don't. And I also said you don't have to worry about the rest of the elements of 9/11. They're important, but all the details are out there, and there is a lot of dispute. There's absolutely no dispute about World Trade Center 7, and that's the clear and present target. That it's just the one that's given to us, the gift horse, and we're looking it in the mouth and. It's kind of a little bit depressing, so I go on and do other things. I mean, if RBN and AFP aren't going to come through, I just sort of do other things. You know, I've got other ways of fighting back, but apparently,
I don't see that happening. It's certainly not on here anyway.
I understand you, Charlie. There are good elements on RBN, mediocre elements, and bad elements. But you're one of the good elements. There's no doubt about that. Never been, I always kind of miss it. I don't have time to put your show on, but it is one of the best on RBN. I got you and Mike Piper and a few others, but, you know, There are some.
You know, it's awful. I don't even listen. I don't have time. I got to tune in and get familiarized with some of the other hosts on here.
Yeah, I heard that. What was it, last week or something? You were mentioning that.
Yeah.
I think it was on your show.
People will say, "So have you talked to so and so lately?" I'm like, "Who's that?" They're like, "He's one of the hosts on your network." I don't even know the names. Never mind, know the people. It's terrible.
It is funny. But anyway, I was just calling in because you had mentioned World Trade Center 7, and I was surprised. It was almost like Stattmiller put through a memo, hey, don't mention this thing. I think he was just talking about his own show, but it's just kind of disheartening that the lead of the network gives up on the weakest element in the enemy's
armor. I don't think that's what I think he just means. There's so many other major things that are going down right now. We need to, you know, and it's true. We need to be looking at what's happening right now, not at the expense of,
he put it was exactly the way that D.L. Abrahamson put it months and months ago. It may have even been late last year. I don't remember. But I caught him on it. You know, although Abrahamson said, let's forget about World Trade Center 7, and then...
Well, you know who scares me is Mike Rupert there.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah,
so many people in the 9/11 Truth Movement hail this guy, but he basically said, let's drop 9/11 altogether.
Well, that's what Stattmiller said. That's what he's been saying. I'm not kidding. He's been saying that over the last week, and it bothers the heck out of me. But, you know, I still listen to your show and Piper's show and a few others, and then I also, Daryl...
What if I could get Larry Silverstein on here? That would be funny, wouldn't it?
Now, that would be the way to do it.
Larry, you want to explain to us once again what you meant by pull it?
Man. Yeah, and
yeah
then
I'm sure he...
A nice thing would be, see, the problem when we don't mention it and we don't push, that means investigative reporters aren't doing it either, and it would be nice to find out who the crooked fire chief was, and, you know, that kind of thing, and start naming names. But...
I don't think Mr. Silverstein, I can't even get a spokesman from NASA to come on and talk about the Mars and Saturn missions, never mind Silverstein.
Charlie, I can guarantee you, if this were mentioned more, I'm sure there are some really ticked off police and firemen that can't talk openly who would gladly give up the name of the police, or the fire chief, and possibly any police officials that were involved with World Trade Center 7, but... You know
I know the head of the firemen's the union, the firemen's union. I know he wasn't in on it because he was trying to speak before the commission. You know, he requested and he was turned down.
Well,
did you know that?
What I'm saying is that if RBN and AFP would keep it up top more. The important element is that eventually I think we would get some fire department affairs, low guys, you know, guys that know the names but can't come forward because they might lose more than just their pensions. But they could come forward with names. And once you get the names of the fire chief that was involved
you should be able to look that up probably, actually.
Where do you look it up?
Well, there should be public record of it. Who was the chief, the reigning chief of that district at the time?
Well, of that, you know what I'm saying. There are a lot of different fire officials, and you want to be right. You want to make sure you get the right way.
Anyway, yeah.
The point I'm trying to make is that when it's taken off the table, then the weakest link in the enemy's armor is just allowed to go by the wayside, and we miss a great opportunity. But, you know, it's like Stattmiller said, it's been, over 7 years now, and I guess it's getting boring. But what it's going to turn into is just another Warren Commission, JFK Warren Commission. And that one opened the lid of the coffin, and this one put the lid on with a bunch of nails of the American Republic. There's no doubt about that in my mind.
Yeah.
So,
it was a major step down toward that.
Well, that was the coup d'etat. That Warren Commission was the coup d'etat. Or, you know, everything leading up to it, the assassination. Hey, Charlie, thanks a lot for all the time. I made my point.
Okay, thanks a lot, Bob. Yep.
Let it go there. Take care.
All right, thank you. Stick with us, folks. Be right back after the break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hey, welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. We actually got another caller. Maybe I won't get around to my rant today on lost rights. We got Jerry in South Carolina. Maybe he's going to argue that Building 7 came down for legitimate reasons. I don't know. Jerry in South Carolina, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing today?
How's it going?
Oh, pretty good. I was going to your guest yesterday, Keith Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
He was talking about I tried to call in, but I didn't. I called in a little bit too late, and it was about his alternative science theories and the expanding Earth. And
I tell you what, tune in tomorrow, because we're going to have basically part two of that. This guy is coming on. Yeah, it's going to be even more interesting. He's going to be talking about how this goes on throughout the solar system, not just with Earth. Other bodies in the solar system have expanded as well.
Oh, that's great. I'll definitely listen in. But he had a question right at the end of your show. He said he asked one of the callers, was that in the Bible about God stretching out the earth? And I found it in Psalm 136.
And yeah, there's about a half a dozen verses like that I found.
Yeah, and it says here in 6 and 7, to him that stretched out the earth above the waters. So to me, the way I take it is that he blew the earth up like you pump up a basketball that's deflated, or you know, a ball that's or a balloon.
Mm.
And you blow into that balloon and you blow into it and it expands, and that's what he did with the earth, because evidently in Genesis the earth was a ball of water at one time, and the way he made the land appear was that he actually expanded the earth.
Yeah, there was an underground global water table or chamber. There's other ancient texts that make reference to that, too, by the way. It's not just in the Bible.
Yeah, and the other, you had a caller, I think it was the last caller, that had stated something about the earth was standing still and everything revolves around the earth. And in Joshua, Joshua's longest day, it says that... then spake Joshua, this is in Joshua 10, this is in the King James, I'm reading from Joshua 10, and it starts really with...
No, there's some funky feedback. I don't know, are you on a cell phone or something? Or?
No, I'm on a regular landline.
Wow, that's weird. When you talk, there's this humming. It's weird, I don't know. Anyway, go ahead.
I can hear the humming in my line too here, but it's not that bad.
That's new. I mean, we've had some weird things before. This is a first. Anyway, go ahead.
But anyway, I'll be brief. I don't want to take up too much more of your time here. And then spake Joshua to the Lord in that day. And let's see, I'll get right to the meat of it. In verse 13 in chapter 10, and the sun stood still and the moon stayed until the people had avenged themselves upon their enemies. Okay. Now, if the earth was rotating, and you know, and he spoke, and the sun stood still, and the moon stood still, even with the earth rotating, it would be like you being on a merry-go-round, and the earth was the merry-go-round. He had two people on solid, stationary ground, not on the merry-go-round. It would still give you the illusion that the sun and moon would be moving, but if the earth was standing still, and the moon and the sun rotated around the earth, and he spoke to the sun and the moon to stand still, then everything comes to a standstill. Nothing moves. Do you get my drift?
Right, right.
So
yeah, it's pretty interesting.
It's food for thought. You know, people will debate that and everything, but hey, that's what it says in the Bible. If the earth was spinning, and he told the sun and the moon to stand still, you still had that illusion if the earth was moving that. The moon and the sun would still be moving, but if the earth
I'm going to have a lot more to say on that on a future show. But it's interesting. On the other side of the globe, there's a legend from Peru, mm-hmm. dates about the same time as that Joshua story, and it says how it stayed dark for the space of a whole day.
Exactly, right.
That would make sense, because that was the other side of the earth, and while it was light on the other side, it would be dark on this side here. So
exactly.
The two legends correlate.
Exactly.
You know, you ignore ancient traditions like this to your own loss, because there's a lot of fascinating stuff in there. You know, mainstream archaeologists and historians and anthropologists et al., they ignore entirely. They don't pay any attention to these ancient texts at all. And while it's true, yeah, a lot of them have a hyperbole and exaggerations, no doubt. But that's no reason to write them all off entirely. There's some important stuff in there, and you're really missing the boat if you ignore them.
Well, it's just like eating fish. You got to eat the meat and spit the bones out.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Charles, hey, I just wanted to let you know you do an excellent job. I try to listen to you every day, and keep up the good work, and I love you, man.
All right. Thanks for calling, man. Appreciate
okay.
it. Call anytime.
Take care now.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, don't miss tomorrow's show.
Oh, no, I'll definitely listen in.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, guys. Why did I say see you then? He's going to hear me then. Or maybe he's going to call back. Yeah, call back tomorrow. Yeah, great show tomorrow, guys. This guy, neiladams.com, neiladams.com. I think there's something else that goes at the end of that, but that should get you to the main site. And then you can go to the page where he has his videos. That might be a good prelude for tomorrow's show if anybody wants to go check that out. He's got about 15 or so animations that he's produced on there based on, you know, actual NASA photographs. And it's just wild stuff. He shows that if you take various bodies in the solar system and just simply shrink them down like you would let air out of a balloon, all of these... what do you call them, rifts, I guess, in the various planets and moons of the solar system and there's dozens of them that have these giant rifts and other features, you know, cracks, gorges, whatever. And if you just simply shrink the thing down, they all meet up perfectly like pieces of a puzzle. There's no question. There's no other way to explain these features. But, you know, I'm getting ahead of myself. We'll talk about that tomorrow. But this is just fascinating stuff. And again, mainstream science is just out to lunch, snoozing away, missing the boat for whatever reason. They just don't want to acknowledge this, but it's right in your face. It's right there. It screams at you that there was this expansion that took place in the distant past. Yesterday's guest didn't seem to want to go down that road of catastrophism as being the catalyst for this, but you know, I'm convinced that's what it was. It didn't require multiplied millions of years for this to happen, that it could have been facilitated in a relatively short time during a catastrophe, which would have caused internal heating. And, of course, when you get internal heating, you get expansion. Heat expands. So, anyway. But, you know, we'll save that for tomorrow. Let me get back here to the issue at hand, talking about lost rights. As I said, guys, it's not just under the Bushy Boy regime that we've seen our rights go out the window. Of course, that problem has increased exponentially under this current unelected scoundrel. But, you know, this has been something ongoing for a long time now. So let's take a look at some examples of this, what's been going on here. How about the soaring cost of homes in this country? You know, this has been a problem, especially in the last 3 or 4 decades, where we've really seen massive increases in the cost of the average home. And, of course, all the while, you don't see an increase in wages to keep up with that. Wages have, in some cases, remained at a standstill or even dropped while the cost of homes has gone up. This is not accidental. This is done by design, robbing us of our right to property. Something, by the way, that Marx had called for quite heavily in his manifesto, losing property rights. And isn't that amazing? Because this is a guy who claimed, and of course communists all through the decades, you know, since 1848 when the Communist Manifesto came out, they've claimed that communism is the movement of the masses designed to serve the interests of the working class, the average Joe, when in reality, communism is about the very opposite, always has been. You know, the left, the liberals, like to hail communism as the great hero, and we need to, you know, and socialism, same thing. But that's not the case at all, guys. It never has been. You think that they would realize, there got to be something wrong here. Communism has never worked out in favor of the masses. Quite to the contrary, it's always kicked them further into the dust. And I'll tell you right now, that was always its intention. When you look who the masterminds were behind this whole thing and what their agenda was, well, that starts to make sense. Anyway, we have a caller again. Oh, jeez. We got, my old buddy here, Melissa. That's got to be Melissa from Texas, right?
That's right.
Ah, how you doing?
I know you're trying to do a show about something, but when you have 2 days where you've got really good, interesting guests, you have to give us some time to do some feedback on it.
There you go. Hey, no problem. I'll just pick this up Friday, whatever.
Okay. Or, you know, maybe everybody will shut up after I get done saying my piece. I would like to refer back to your guest on Monday. I can't remember his name now, but I went to his website.
Neither can I. I don't remember. Who'd I have?
Oh, the guy from Terrorism Illuminati Terrorism.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever his name was. But it seems like a very knowledgeable fellow. But his take on biblical things was just a little bit skewed.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I didn't go along with that either.
Right.
Yeah.
And,
in fact, you called in on his show, right? Didn't you call in Monday?
No, I didn't. I don't think I did. But I was definitely listening. And,
well, you called in recently, though, didn't you? Within the past week, I think.
Yeah, like last week sometime.
Yeah, okay. But personally, I didn't even know that he held that opinion.
Well, when I went to the website and looked, and specifically, I would just, for the listener, say he was refuting that the Apostle Paul was a Christian. He said he was a closet Jew who wanted to take the church someplace it was never supposed to go.
Yeah, that's actually a common thing nowadays.
Yeah, I know it is.
He wasn't against Christianity or the Bible, I don't think. He was just arguing that Paul somehow was...
Right, but if you get rid of the writings of Paul, you get rid of Christianity. And calling him a Gnostic is an absolute slap in the face to anyone who's ever studied...
Well, I didn't want to go into it with him then, but
right,
if you just point them toward what Peter said, Peter recognized Paul as a brother, you know. So,
sure.
I mean, that presents, you got to throw Peter out now. Then who else is going to throw out?
And this whole dying man thing, I guess I've never heard it put that way, but I understood where he was going with that. But anyway, just to clarify, I went to his website, and then I started looking at who he is or his beliefs. And it seems that he was raised agnostic and then became a Muslim. So his...
Is he a Muslim?
Yeah, his take on the Apostle Paul doesn't mean a lot to me because, you know, that would be, you know, kind of like me saying that Mohammed was a jerk when I haven't really embraced that
right.
Religion. Yeah, so just to throw it out there.
Do Muslims in general take that opinion, though? I'm not sure.
I don't know. I know that they believe that Jesus was a great teacher. And,
right.
And as a matter of fact, a lady here in Austin...
More than we can say for Talmudic Judaism.
Oh, sure.
I got a show coming up in the Talmud sometime. People are going to be shocked, man. I can't believe that there's such thing as Christian Zionism. It's just such a contradiction of terms. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, if there was such a thing, then Peter would have called himself a Messianic Jew. You know, all of the other apostles who were Jews before they became born again, they would have held on to their Judaism, but... what they did was say, look, you know, we don't need to continue on in that mindset because Jesus Christ fulfilled all of that. Now we don't have to do it. And boy, am I glad, because I really couldn't hold a lamb that I had raised for a year in my arms and cut its throat while it was crying and, you know, offer sacrifice like that. I'm so glad that God gave the perfect sacrifice through his son. And so it could be done with. And the whole reason for the whole sacrifice, the whole thing, was, you know, the wages of sin is death. And when Adam and Eve did what they didn't die, but God offered.
That's my argument for vegetarianism, too. If people had to kill their own meat, there'd be a lot more vegetarians out there. It's
That's
nasty.
That's true. I know even if I had to kill a chicken, I would have a tough time doing it. I don't think I could, but, yeah. I have a tough time with that. Thanks for reminding me of that, Charlie.
Yeah, I actually got a show coming up on that. I don't want to sound hypocritical because I actually do eat meat now. I was a vegetarian for years, but I'll tell you, it is the best diet, not only health-wise, but believe it or not, taste-wise. I ate like a king when I was a vegetarian. There's some really delicious vegetarian cuisine that people aren't even aware of. As a matter of fact, most of the vegetarian restaurants I went to, most of their customers were, in fact, meat eaters, but they said it was so delicious. They enjoyed the food so much that, you know, they love going there.
Right.
A lot of senior citizens, too. You know, they got to watch the cholesterol, would eat there, and it really is good food. You don't miss out on taste when you're a vegetarian. A lot of people just are ignorant of the tremendous variety. As a matter of fact, there's more variety in a vegetarian diet than there is in a meat diet.
Yeah,
you know, most Americans, that's all they eat is steak and potatoes, you know, maybe a chicken thrown in there once in a while, but it's boring, not to mention...
I don't use beef a lot. I do eat chicken a lot, but, you know, even then, I'm not very good about searching out the organically grown stuff because that's a little more trouble and...
Yeah, and it's certainly more expensive, unfortunately. That really gets you on that.
Yeah.
But it is, if you can do it, it's the best way to go.
Well, yeah, and then you don't even know for sure if it's real because of the labeling, and, you know, you don't know if it's really clean or not. So,
If you get it at Whole Foods, I think you got those out there, right, Whole Foods?
Yeah, well, actually, yeah. Whole Foods started here in Austin, Texas.
Oh, yeah? Did it really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, back when it was down on 9th Street and everybody had purple hair, and it was very cool. And,
and
everything smelled like patchouli. And
jeez.
Yeah.
Old 60s.
It was an experience. It was a true experience. But, we've got several different places here. But anyway, back to this Paul thing. If people understood that Paul was not telling women to shut up, he was telling them to stand up and be part of this new thing, this new born-again one body. instead of sitting in the back of the room and jabbering like they used to, because they weren't allowed to be part of any of the things in Judaism, he was inviting them in. And people don't understand that, and they take a hard attitude toward Paul because of the mistranslation and the misunderstanding of what he was trying to do. And what he was trying to do was what God, through Jesus Christ, was telling him to do. So I'm a Paulinist, but boy, I hate it when people get it wrong about him and don't understand and don't look any farther to see that, gee, maybe his words were twisted, because if you get rid of Paul, you get rid of everything important for us in this day and time.
There's no question. I mean, he was a well-learned, you know, Pharisee himself at one time, so he used complex...
And who else better to stand up and say, hey, you know, follow
right.
me.
But because of that complicated language he used, people get the wrong idea. Yeah. Peter even warned that that would happen, of course.
Well,
anyway, did you want to hang on, Melissa? Or?
No, that's okay. I better do
okay, thanks.
Work.
Thanks for the call.
Thanks.
Call anytime. Okay, folks, stick with us. We'll be right back.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hey guys, welcome back to Truth Earth Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. Yeah, you know, anybody wants to call in, that's fine. I don't care. I enjoy the calls, actually, having the discussion. It's just amazing. We're already halfway through the show and I haven't even started this talk yet. But no, like I said, that's fine. You know, I'll just finish this Friday or whenever. Doesn't matter. Call in anytime. You know, that's always good information brought out. I like to rap. In case you haven't noticed, that's an Italian thing, I guess. You just don't want to sit within arm's reach of me when we talk, though, because I've actually been known to whack people without realizing the Italian thing. You know, your hands start going, and I've actually clocked a couple people. You know, I'll be looking at one person. I got someone sitting to my right, and all of a sudden, whap, you know, I'll whap them with my right hand. I should really sit on my hands when I talk. But then I guess I probably wouldn't be able to talk so easily. Anyway, so, yeah, I was talking about the right to property and how that's been going out the window. You know, and how Mr. Karl Marx was a major proponent of this. He actually talked about, you know, that was one of his planks in his Communist Manifesto. And, of course, no surprise, shouldn't be shocked to discover that this has been a part of the UN's agenda for a long time now. In fact, notice what we find from Habitat One in their conference report, 1976, Conference on Human Settlements. Here's what they said. Private land ownership is a principal instrument of accumulating wealth and therefore contributes to social injustice. Check this out. Already, without even reading any further, this is a serious problem here. They're implying that private ownership of property is a social injustice. You worked for it, you saved up for it, and because of that, you were able to purchase your own property, and they're calling it a social injustice. Now, isn't it interesting that the elitists who have actually created the UN and direct its policies such as this own their adequate share of properties now, don't they? But that's not a social injustice. They talk about an equitable redistribution of wealth. I don't see them volunteering to distribute their wealth. As a matter of fact, if they distributed their wealth, there'd be a whole lot more people out there living comfortably and a lot less starving people on the planet now, wouldn't there be? Especially when you realize that these people have assets in the billions and even trillions of dollars. Certainly the Rothschilds do. Imagine how many people could be alleviated from poverty if that wealth was distributed out. Anyway, the Habitat One document continues to say, public control of land is therefore indispensable. Again, I love how they play these propaganda games here. The terms that they use, this is so Orwellian. Public control of land. What does that mean? Public control? It means the corporations through the governments which they control will have control over the land. They want to take it from you guys. That's all there is to it. But they're doing it very subtly. They're not coming out and saying, you know, you got to get, although in some cases they are. I'll talk about that in a minute. But most people today who are losing their properties are doing it in ways that look legitimate. Oh, they just couldn't afford it. So we have these foreclosures going on at record high levels, guys. We have foreclosures going on, in case you haven't noticed. Anyway, short break. Stick with us. Pick up when we get back.
With recent